Hello, Ed Bell with you. It's South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken has prepared a word on food, and our Palm Beach Arts calendar features Marilyn Bauer. Viernes Culturales, or Cultural Fridays, Incorporated is a nonprofit organization which produces the very popular Art, Music, and Culture Festival held on the last Friday of every month in the heart of Little Havana on Calle Ocho. Here's Diego Saldana Rojas to tell us more.
It's 9:30 on a Friday night in Little Havana. Every corner from 17th Avenue on the west to 14th on the east is bursting with movement, sound, and color. Scents of paella, colada, and tobacco fill the air. Lights flood tables lined up along closed-off streets where local vendors sell their craft goods. Tourists, transplants, and born and raised locals all converge on an area that already receives hundreds of visitors a week. The sidewalks and streets try to handle the 5,000 to 10,000 visitors Viernes Culturales can bring in. The monthly Viernes Culturales event has been livening up this portion of Little Havana for 15 years, with Bill Fuller, a born and raised Miamian, as its current president. I met with Bill at his offices on 8th Street, near 16th Avenue, in a two-story building labeled with the words Futurama.
And it's a building that houses about 16 artists downstairs. It's actually working studio spaces. But during the Viernes Culturales events, this particular space becomes very, very active with live music, a lot of traffic coming in and out. All the artists come out for that night, so they're able to interact directly with the visitors that come to the festival. Viernes Culturales also has their principal office here in the building. So this is considered like the western end of the festival.
A few seconds later, we walk out the front door and onto 8th Street sidewalk to talk more about the neighborhood and Viernes Culturales. I wanted to get Bill's perspective on how he saw the neighborhood change during a Viernes night.
Oh, I would say it's about 200 times more active. Although Calle Ocho, all the time, you're going to get this type of activity. That's why it's such a brilliant neighborhood, is that we're actually in a real working neighborhood. We're in a real retail district that's always functioning. It doesn't just happen for a special event. But the idea originally of Viernes Culturales was to serve as an economic engine that would help stimulate the businesses in this particular zone. In different parts of Little Havana, I can tell you that the rent in this particular pocket of the neighborhood is more. A lot of the businesses and local operators that want to be part of the Little Havana experience are selecting this part of the neighborhood. And a lot of that is due to the fact that on that one Friday night every month, there's that guaranteed stimulus, that big income that comes in. So it's a really important part. But in the last 15 years since the beginning of Viernes Culturales, we have actually seen our tourism grow about tenfold. So we're receiving about 3 million visitors a year. That's about one out of every four visitors coming to Miami-Dade right now. It's huge.
Tourism's impact is seen everywhere along this corridor of Little Havana, with tour buses making frequent stops all along Calle Ocho and open souvenir shops selling a variety of trinkets stamped with Cuban flags, labeled with the words Miami or anything that has to do with cigars. And just 2 months ago, in cooperation with the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, the City of Miami, and its parking authority, Viernes Culturales opened up the Little Havana Visitor Center a few paces eastward from Domino Plaza, a nod towards Little Havana's continually increasing visitors of all types, visitors that play a key role in keeping this monthly event going.
A lot of the art galleries, restaurants, bars, different retailers on the street are all very active. They all program a lot of their own events and stuff that cater to the crowds coming to visit Viernes Culturales.
On the Viernes Culturales night, I walked through 8th Street. Restaurants like Casa Panza hosted a singer. A bar down the street had a hostess waving in anyone that walked by. And the top cigar shop on 15th Avenue drew a crowd that held up the entire sidewalk as people played drums and sang inside. On our day walk down 8th Street, Bill brought me to a building located on 15th Avenue.
Originally, actually dating back to the 1930s, an old historic restaurant. Actually, if you look at the terrazzo floor, you'll see some of the U-shaped diner that used to exist back in the day. It was like a seafood restaurant.
as several visitors walked the rows of the Little Havana Cigar Factory. Some, like Joe Cardona, sat on the couches distributed throughout the store to have a cigar. Cardona, an independent producer, film director, and op-ed columnist for the Miami Herald, has lived most of his life in Miami and has witnessed the changes Little Havana has undergone.
The neighborhood is obviously in transition, and I think the heart of Miami is being redefined. There's a whole new generation of Miamians that are now kind of redefining the area and making it what Miami is, which is a kind of a melting pot of different flavors. And I think Miami's flourishing, as is Little Havana. And Little Havana, again, is at the very center of this city. So we see it from East Little Havana and the changes going on there to Calle Ocho itself and the lively businesses and bars and restaurants that are opening up. It's really making this place a viable, exciting place to be. And again, it's a new generation kind of coming into its own. And I love that it's owned and operated by Miamians. So it's not shoehorned. We don't have a shoehorned culture here. We don't have people coming in from other parts of the country and saying, okay, we're going to open a Creole restaurant, or we're going to open. We don't need that. We have all the culture we need. We just need to give it venues where it could flourish.
One of those flourishing venues was two doors down from the Little Havana Cigar Factory, a building whose history also goes back to the 1930s. Zach Bush is one of the owners of the Ball and Chain, a large bar that pays homage to the original Ball and Chain venue that opened in the same location in 1935 and that would later close in 1957. Bush, a personal friend and business partner of Fuller's, grew up in South Miami-Dade, but unlike Fuller, did not explore Little Havana until he reached adulthood.
You fall in love with it, especially being a local that grew up here, that like here's this culturally rich area that like is a hidden gem almost, even though like you would think it's not a hidden gem, at least to me who knew nothing about it, I fell in love with it from day one. And of course we pay homage to some of the greats that played here. Like what, I mean, history and being a part of it does not come around every day, does not come around every lifetime. So the fact that like we have an opportunity to continue the tradition of these amazing artists such as, you know, Count Basie, Chet Baker, Billie Holiday, Lena Horne, that all played in these very walls, not just saying, hey, they played at Ball and Chain and, you know, here, we like, no, they played right here. So, yeah, I mean, it's epic and exciting.
For Bush, a true fan of jazz, owning a bar like the Ball and Chain is not only a dream come true, but a chance to expose jazz to a wider audience. A task made easier with the foot traffic an event like Viernes Culturales brings in.
You know, we open our doors and like kids who would maybe never even heard jazz, they see our musicians there and they see them playing and people just stop on the street and watch. And that's really what we're all about, is exposing what we do here to everyone who's coming for this festival. And so I think the greatest value Viernes Culturales serves to us is exposing us to the people and the passersby of what's going on in the neighborhood. And they may or may not come in that night, but now all of a sudden, like, they've seen our musicians play, you know, they see the line of people, they see the people that are coming in, and, you know, now all of a sudden we're on their radar.
During my time exploring this corner of Little Havana, both during a Viernes Culturales evening and on a weekday afternoon, everyone I spoke to made it apparent that Little Havana is a truly unique space within an already unique South Florida. The goal of Viernes Culturales, boosting local business and keeping the vibrant culture and history of Little Havana alive, seems to have been working well, since for the past 15 years, on every last Friday of the month, there's been a party on 8th Street. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Diego Saldana Rojas.
A South Florida native, Diego Saldana Rojas is an FIU graduate who reports for the WLRN Miami Herald News Team. You can email him at saldaroj@gmail.com or on Twitter at saldaroj. For more information about Viernes Culturales, go to viernesculturales.org. That's spelled viernesculturales.org. Their next event is Friday, July 31st. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.